I get excited about Advent scriptures because they give me optimistic hope for the future and the conviction that God calls all the earth to prepare for his second coming. And this is nicely stated not only in the prophecies of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah, and other prophets, but they made that the attribute of the arrival of the Messiah is to bring firm and equitable administration of justice. The first five verses of Isaiah 11 predict the one who is to come to restore a peaceful future, kingdom, and a king. One who Isaiah figuratively calls a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Isaiah gives an image of positive sovereignty harkening back to King David. Historians believe that the prediction is about restoring the united Davidic rule, where the coming king will rule in peace. That peaceful feeling takes us back to the Garden of Eden and gives us a glimpse of the perfect scenario of a new world where everyone is safe. In our natural world, the images are humorous and mind-boggling. Babies handling snakes and bears passing up a steak dinner. The reality of this prophecy has not hit our world, at least not yet. The prediction becomes more and more an exaggeration, and more so because such a tranquil scene is too impossible in our human experience. John the Baptist typifies Isaiah, but in all ways different on understanding. John invites his audience to a vision of repentance because the coming one will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. You don't have to be a farmer to understand these are sensitive words. Over the centuries, Christians have misinterpreted these verses. In the prophets, especially Isaiah, the enemies of God and his people are called chaff, which in history has prompted Christians to mutilate those they considered chaff viciously. That's a grave mistake and a feeble judgment. Paul reminds us that the scriptures are to inspire, instruct, and give hope, not to judge. In contrast, Isaiah prophecy recounts a vision of a world where a child will lead in a peace and under a restored kingship, where peace and security will exist over all creation. John the Baptist calls these self-righteous leaders brood of vipers. He used the word figuratively because they were self-righteous hypocrites who prevented people from receiving God's grace because of their vain leadership. Today's boys and girls have astronomical concerns about their future environment. Laws that don't work, injustice, inequality at different levels, and they're dying prematurely. Our children's rights must include the right to be themselves and the guide to be bearers of good fruits. Let us pray for the wisdom, for the tools they need, so their future will manifest a peace only known in the land of God. Amen.